live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we've got a lot of breaking news I'm going to hit here in a moment. We're finishing up with our special guest, Steve Slepnovich, who is a very respected emergency expert and manager for government and corporations. I've been interviewing him for years, but he's here with us right now talking about getting prepared. For some stations that don't carry that first five, you were getting into the Chinese military males, the Latin American military males, the African military males, the same gear, coming in military formation, now showing up around the country. Obviously, communist China controls a lot of those. But why would the Biden administration flood the country with at least, as admitted number, 200,000 military men that they know were trained in foreign countries that are congregating, that are staying together, that are getting NGO funding? I mean, clearly they're planning for something big. Is it going to be a Red Dawn event? Are they going to claim it's domestic groups uprising if Trump gets reelected? What is your personal view and what is your intel?
My personal view is the left is completely compromised. That happened a long time ago. You can just see on all the information that's coming out as to how much money they've received from foreign governments, especially from China, right? So that system's compromised.
Ho Chul's chief of staff, communist Chinese agent, Walt's communist Chinese agent. I mean, just the half of them are Chi-Com agents.
Yeah, and even with the recent agent that they got that with the New York mayors that got busted, that they arrested the Chinese national agent for CCP. I mean, this has been going on for years. They basically got bribed. They got the money. And this has happened since the Hillary Foundation, since Hillary Clinton. And I mean, it's been going on for years. Basically what it is, they've opened up a back door in America. And as Reagan said, that the only way to collapse America is from within. So this is how you do it. You flood the country, you create a civil unrest. And I always tell people, we're not going to go put the fire out in Taiwan. We're not going to continue these endless wars when our own house is on fire. And so we built a lot of enemies over the years, and now it's coming to roost at our home. And listen, when people like General Flynn, who's a good dear friend of mine, one of the best people I know, because I've worked with him on some other ops, and I've seen that guy's character through and through, one of the best American patriots fighting for this country, working in so many different areas. When he says there'll be multiple black swan events, we're headed for a major crisis. He's not doing that to alarm people. Here's an intel officer who's had this entire career has been in that security sector, in the government. He still has deep roots in that whole aspect of it. When he says it, I simply say, listen up. For me, I take my sources from the people I have on the local level and on the national
level. And after he said that, Steve, the WEF said that was going to happen 2 weeks ago. And then the FBI came out and said multiple black swan events 2 weeks ago.
Yep. So they're preparing, saying China's going to hit a cyber attack. We need more money for the FBI. We need a lot of money for our budget. Listen, at this time and point in our lives, discernment is going to be everything. People need to continue supporting shows like yours that are actually independent truth seekers. Every time I've been in these disaster zones at Ground Zero, we're there typically 3 days before, especially when it's a hurricane. But if it's an event like a earthquake or it's a civil unrest matter or riots are breaking out, we're there the next day. We're there within hours. Like our stuff is all our gears packed. It's wheels up. How fast can we get to what we call our BOO, our base of operation? And then we move from there. Literally, we are making calls as we're going. So the fact that you're getting your intel from people like us on the ground, I have no dog in the fight. I say the truth. And it's amazing. We'll be on the same place with some of these mainstream news areas. They're there, Reuters, ABC, NBC, MSNBC. And then you have people like the High Wire, Dell, you, Mickey, some of the true truth seekers. And that same footage will be sent to one group and all the groups. And the way they cut it up, it's like, why are you hiding that from the people? Why are you just not putting it out? Because it's raw data. Let them discern.
Well, that's my last question. Now Trump's reporting is confirmed. Senate report almost 3 weeks ago. It's not 89,000 like it was 2 years ago. It's 325,000 missing children. They know many of them in physical slave labor. Even New York Times admits it. And many in sex slavery. Talk about losing their soul. And we have articles pouring in every day. Like this one on Infowars.com. Previously deported Salvadorian arrested after police find children chained to a bed in D.C. area. I mean, this is pedophile city here. What is your intel on the children being held at Walmarts? That's all confirmed, by the way, and being hidden from the public. What do you make of this?
Well, I just know what they were doing at the border. I mean, at the border, there was cartel members that were literally day after day walking on buses as these people are getting to the border, walking in there, picking up their daughters and some of their sons and pulling them off the buses at gunpoint. And they've never seen their kids ever since then. You know, I see the amount of rape trees that we've come across. There was an 11-year-old girl that we came across who was bleeding when we were on the other side of it. And come to find out there were 7 or 8 different strands of DNA in her for being raped that many times. We thought she was just having a period or something like that. You know, and then you see these kids that are coming across completely drugged, single male, same story. My wife left me, I have nowhere to go. The next guy walks up with another little kid. My wife left me, I had nowhere to go. Meanwhile, these kids are completely incoherent. Another group that came through, I could see that child did not look anything like the parents. As the interview started, that kid's pushing away from them in the complete disconnection that you don't see from a paternal, maternal type of relationship. The amount, I think it was like 800,000. There's 600,000 that they have registered, but they feel that it's more like 800,000 missing children that have gone just in the last year alone. So when you see these type of numbers, and I see what's actually happening there, when they come through and they're undocumented, they're not registered, they're dropping their IDs, and they're getting picked up and pushed into a channel, many of them are not even processed through CBP, right? They're not being processed by Border Patrol. And so they're just getting into the interior. They don't exist.
These are ghost children. I was about to say, these are ghost children. Steve Slepovich, we've got to get you back up soon. One more time, folks, you need to get prepared. He's just here talking about it because he's an expert. It's our great sponsor, one of the top sellers in the world, top in the U.S., the satellite phone company. If you go to InfoWarsPhone.com, then we get sponsorship support. Just goes right to their website, redirects there, InfoWarsPhone.com. And people need to get not just the sat phones, not just the smartphones. They need to also get the very affordable, high-quality solar, transportable, very rugged, charging systems. You just unfold in the sun. Then they've got the charging blocks that keep the energy. This is so critical. The best prices, the best quality products there right now. You need the sat phones. You need the smart dongle sat connection. You need the secure phone, the Bivium. You need it all. Get it at InfoWarsPhone.com. Steve, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you. Thank you. Have a blessed day, my friend.
God bless you. All right, folks. Drew Hernandez is always loaded for bear. He's about to take over. Appreciate him letting me take some of his time. I want to hit a few final reports here before I hand the baton to him. I want to put on screen the New York Post article that we have. The identity obviously has been out for today of the Georgia shooter. And again, that's the New York Post. We'll put it on screen. And we can do an overhead shot. But here it is, pictured. Georgia school shooting suspect, Colt Gray, 14, whose aunt says he was begging for help for years. They called the FBI. They said he was planning something. He was on their anti-terrorism watch list, but nothing was done, ladies and gentlemen. And here's ABC News, CBS News, Town Hall. Suspected Georgia school shooter was on the FBI's radar. 14-year-old Colt Gray, since he was 13, the shooter who reportedly slaughtered 4 victims, 2 students and a teacher and a coach. It goes on to say they received several anonymous tips concerning his threats to commit school shootings at a undefined location at the time. Why he wasn't put in a psychiatric facility? It's the same story. Remember Uvalde? The police stood down for 76 minutes. Same story. He was saying he was going to kill people. He was on drugs. The same story with almost all these people. Same story with Adam Lanza and Sandy Hook, over and over and over again. And they don't want you investigating that. They don't want you looking into it. All right, fabulous job of the crew. Now for the next 45 minutes, the amazing talk show host, pastor, and good friend of mine, Drew Hernandez, takes over right now. And then in 45 minutes, Owen Schroyer in the War Room, InfoWars.com/show, live feeds of all the shows at Relox Jones on X. Please share them, because when you do, it reaches new people and we win the war. When you don't realize how powerful you are and don't take action, we'll fail. This is neck and neck with the New World Order, folks. Fight harder than ever. You are the Paul Revere's because there's a war on for your mind. And remember, while mainstream media and corporate press and enemy of the people lies to you about what's happening now, we tell you the truth about what's coming next because we are tomorrow's news today. Drew Hernandez.
All righty, Alex Jones, thank you, my brother. Good to see you on fire as always. My name is Drew Hernandez, and you are now watching the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. And I want to continue the conversation, especially after this horrific mass shooting took place yesterday. The timing is interesting. I don't think any of us are really surprised by that, but it's definitely horrific. It's definitely deadly, and it's definitely a horrible, horrible thing to happen to children and the victims. But it's interesting because yesterday on X, and if you would like to follow me on X, you can find me at Drew H Live. When this happened, I posted the initial report and I said, just watch the Harris campaign and watch Democrats immediately politicize this within a couple hours. A lot of people were pissed off, and that's fine because when you're ahead of things and you get ahead of things, you're going to be the first one to get hit. And all the info warriors know what that exactly feels like and looks like. And literally within two hours yesterday, the White House with their DEI press secretary immediately came out and did just that within 2 hours. Karine Jean-Pierre is holding a press conference and is immediately, which I found very interesting because she not only called for gun reform, but she also specifically said yesterday, and you could see the clip on my X, she specifically said and was calling for a ban on assault weapons. And I found that to be interesting because at the time yesterday, there were zero reports from mainstream media, independent media, law enforcement, anybody on the ground. Nobody had confirmed just 2 hours after it happened what kind of firearm was used. And the White House is already saying we need to ban assault weapons. I don't know. You do the math on that one. And immediately, like I said, they were going to politicize this. The White House came out, politicized it within 2 hours. Kamala Harris on the campaign trail in New Hampshire politicized it within a couple hours. Already rolled out new talking points for gun control and gun reform, politicizing the victims of this deadly situation. And even Gavin Newsom immediately took to X and was politicizing the event instantaneously. And then you take a look at all the inconsistencies. I mean, this is all being reported by the mainstream media, and I find it interesting. And I've been asking myself why for the past, I don't know, 24 hours, where CNN reports that there were phone calls yesterday. There were phone calls in the morning before the shooting took place that there was going to be a mass shooting lethal threat, not only to the school yesterday in Georgia, but multiple schools. I think about maybe 5 or 6. That was reported by CNN. And then it came out yesterday, last night. The FBI openly admitted that somebody dropped the ball. It actually kind of looked like what the FBI did with the Trump assassination on J-13. They admitted someone dropped the ball. They kind of threw local law enforcement under the bus. Because the FBI last night, they came out and said that he's been on the radar. And there were interviews that were conducted because kid was making threats and 2023, but it sounded like in their official statement that they left and they put the situation into the hands of the local law enforcement. And it turns out that the ball was dropped. Now, the big question is why? I mean, we know why. We know the timing. Alex has been warning about this. InfoWarriors have been warning about this. Anybody that's been paying attention has been warning that there will be events, there will be false flags. There will be possibly mass shootings, whether it be at colleges, at churches, or a school, or in any way, shape, or form that hands a narrative to be politicized to a particular political party that does that. And when you take a look at the timing and you see all of this coming together, I do find it interesting because the Harris Kamala Harris PSYOP has died out. I mean, even this morning, I mean, a couple weeks ago, everyone on X, independent journalists and reporters have all been calling out Kamala Harris for trying to pretend like she's the border security candidate all of a sudden, right? All of a sudden, she's the border czar again, right? All of a sudden, she denies she was the border czar, but now she's claiming she's going to be the border czar. She wants to secure the border because it's bad, right? All of a sudden, she's Donald Trump. No tax on tips. He's literally this close away from just putting on a MAGA hat and saying, we're going to make America great again. And Trump doesn't. And so independent reporters, even here on InfoWars, have been pointing out that in her campaign ads, this is how desperate they've been getting, where they're actually running her as the border security candidate using footage of Trump's built border wall while he was president to paint her as if she's the one that's going to secure this nation. I find that interesting because this morning, now even CNN, this is when you know something is wrong, okay? Now even has come out and pointed out the very same. You could find all these clips. I'm pretty sure Alex has posted all of them at Real Alex Jones, at InfoWars, at Drew H. Live. But now even CNN is coming out and pointing that out. Now, I point this out because, you know, I've been saying this on my own show. You can find it at rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I go live Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. I'll be covering night two of the Trump town hall tonight. But I find, I've been saying this, that the timing is interesting because you see how the Kamala coup was executed. It was rolled out. It was successful. It created some astroturfed momentum. She had these huge rallies that were causing people to question, okay, well, maybe we should take this serious because this is no longer the Joe Biden campaign anymore. This is the Barack Obama campaign operatives of 08 and 2012. Let's not underestimate this. And you saw a lot of calls from people within the right wing, independents, calling on the Trump campaign to step it up because now's the time to step it up. And they did. And they did. And they did. But then it seems after a few rallies, a couple weeks went by. You know, I predicted the honeymoon would last maybe around 4 to 6 weeks, maybe all of the month of August. And then September, it would just die out. It would deflate. And we saw that. We saw that the rallies were no longer producing this massive momentum that I believe was meant to carry them to the DNC. And then the DNC, I think, was meant – I mean, traditionally, the DNC in August in a presidential election year is meant to give a boost to Democrats. Same thing with the RNC. But it didn't happen. And part of the reason why it didn't happen is I know InfoWars covered the DNC. It was like torture. It was literally like being put in like a torture chamber in a chair, and I don't know. It was like psychological torture. It really was. But you know, we covered it on my show as well. I think everyone that watched it and covered it felt the same way. I mean, get ready for that for another 4 to 8 years if this woman gets installed. But I think it had the opposite effect. Just the DNC itself had a seriously backfiring effect. And the biggest question I was asking myself as I was watching that and covering that, I'm like, how are normies, independents, and moderates reacting to this? Because right wingers and, you know, people that are actually paying attention, that are based in red pilled, whatever you want to call it, we know what to expect, and we're gonna unpack it, roast it, whatever. This is who they are. This is what they do. But I really have been asking myself, where do normies fall on this? You know, when you're sitting down watching this and they're gaslighting you, they're lying to you, they're astroturfing Kamala Harris as if Trump is the incumbent and she's the new coming challenger. They've literally psyoped, you know, the whole plot and flipped it entirely upside down. But that's what they do. It's biblical. They call evil good and good evil. And so the DNC didn't produce the momentum I think they wanted. And we saw even the New York Times came out, criticized them because their whole joy, we're running on joy. Yeah, New York Times came out and said, yeah, that's not really a plan. And there really wasn't. There was somewhat, I remember Friday morning after the DNC, there was somewhat of a media push for Kamala Harris, but the New York Times weren't buying it. And then the RFK Jr. endorsement hit and just crushed all momentum. Never seen anything like it. And kudos to the Trump campaign because that was executed politically perfectly. And it crushed the DNC momentum. It shifted the narrative. The news cycle became about Trump, RFK Jr. That totally deflated their momentum entirely. And apparently the next big thing after that was supposed to be this, you know, tag team interview with Kamala Harris and her little emotional support animal, Tampon Tim Walz. And that caused even more of a deflation. They looked worse. Tim was continuing to lie about his stolen valor. He looked like it too. Did you guys see his body language? Closed his eyes, looked down, and lied directly to the camera because he knows he's a liar. He knows he's lying in the face of millions of veterans out there. He knows that they know. He knows that we know. And Kamala Harris, just a total train wreck. You know, she went triple speak during that interview. That's what I've been saying. There's double speak, but then Kamala has like triple, quadruple speak. It's like you said in 2019, 2020 that you are in favor of banning fracking. Now you're saying not. So what is it? Well, I, you know, I'm drunk right now. I'm drunk and on Xanax. But, you know, yeah, I said that. But now I'm not in favor of banning fracking, but my values haven't changed. It's like, what? That's like triple speak. It's, I think it's meant to give you a headache. She has like a carousel. She's got like a merry-go-round in her mind. And when you ask her questions, even if you give her multiple choice, you know, options to answer with, you know, the mind just spits out via merry-go-round like multiple answers and it doesn't make any sense. Yeah, that interview was bad. And you guys know that. And so it leads me to what happened yesterday. Democrats, the Harris campaign have nothing. They have absolutely nothing. And they went with another indictment. It only gave Trump another boost in the polls or the betting markets. I don't really trust them at all, but it's interesting to see that momentum. I don't base my voting opinion on that. I just like to study them, look at them, but I do not trust them at all. But it gave Trump a boost. It gave Trump some more momentum. He's been gaining that back ever since the Kamala coup was initiated and launched and the Kamala PSYOP was initiated and launched. And they've been completely deflated. If you guys have noticed, all of Kamala's rallies, she's in Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, everywhere she's going, she's got these tiny little rallies now. She's literally telling her attendees not to pay attention to the polls now. She doesn't look confident. She looks horrible. It looks like she's aged 10 years since the DNC. She's an alcoholic. She's probably a drug addict. But I will tell you for sure, she doesn't look as confident as she once did. However, after yesterday's mass shooting, I will say this, she kind of looks like she's confident again. And I will dive into just exactly what I'm running through my mind as I see this and I war game this in my mind and I kind of analyze where I think things are going, especially if Trump wins. We're going to really talk about that because the DOJ Biden administration officially came out and resurrected the Russian collusion narrative 2.0 again yesterday. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Share the links.
Finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock and now available for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This specially formulated drink mix gives your body the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other beneficial compounds that support optimum health. Vitamin Mineral Fusion goes above and beyond the standard of vitamins and trace minerals. Our exclusive formula is loaded with 34 key ingredients, including vitamin C, E, D, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid riboflavin, and much more. Aside from bolstering your bodily functions, this drink mix is naturally delicious. And unlike capsules and vitamin pills, it's truly a pleasure to the taste buds. So if you haven't already, mix it up and take your health to the next level with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com.